Welcome back on the 11th day of Christmas. We're looking at five things that great Christians from the past would say you, as a 21st century Christian, need to know. We started with thing number one, the three subjects banned from your government-approved education and why you must access them: religion, morality, and knowledge. Thing number two, the three goals for you from Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, and why you must achieve them: to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. Thing number three you looked at yesterday, the three huge mistakes that America's founding fathers made and why you must avoid them: the idea of rights rather than duties, the idea of revolution rather than subjection to the powers that be, and finally, the whole concept of representative government. Thing number four, the three most hated words in politics today and why you must embrace them, even though everyone's going to hate you for it. They're going to hate you for saying there's no such thing as constitutional rights. They're going to hate you for saying that the American Revolution was a sinful violation of Romans 13. They're probably going to hate you for saying that people don't have the right to tax. So we might as well come up front and really come to grips with these issues. The first hated word, the first most hated word in the mainstream media today is theocracy. If you go to your public school superintendent or to the school board and you say, I want students in public schools to be taught that the Declaration of Independence really is true, that the existence of God really is a self-evident truth, that God revealed moral absolutes, the laws of nature and of nature's God, that the little kids in public school better think about the laws of nature and of nature's God, because otherwise they're going to meet the supreme judge of the world. They want children to be taught in public school that our rights are the product of intelligent design. You can't teach that. They want students to be understood to understand the word providence, that we can have a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. If you want students in public schools to be taught that the Declaration of Independence is really true, people will accuse you of trying to impose a theocracy. And we've been brainwashed. We say, no, I don't want to impose a theocracy. I'm against theocracy. No, you're not. If you're a Christian, you're for theocracy. You're for God being our governor. You're for God being our ruler and for us obeying God's commandments. And that's what a theocracy is. We've been trained to think that a theocracy is Iran or something like that. There's a difference between a Christian theocracy and a Muslim theocracy. And a Christian theocracy is a good thing. Being a nation under God, the God of the Bible, not the God of some other holy book, is a good thing. And that's what America's founding fathers wanted America to be: a nation under the true God and not under the false religions of other gods. So the antidote to the first mistake America's founding fathers made about rights, which is morphed into entitlements, is our duties. And our duties come from God, and they come from the true God and not from a false God. And so be prepared, if you're really functioning as an intelligent and consistent Christian, to be called an advocate of theocracy or a theocrat. The second most hated word stems from our understanding in the Bible that we are to render unto Caesar, we're to pay our taxes, we are to be subject to governments, we are to be subject to empires, we are to be subject to brutal military dictatorships, and we don't have a Second Amendment right. This is going to call you, they're going to call you a pacifist if you say that, but that's clearly what the Bible says. Today we have people who defend the Second Amendment, and I agree with the Second Amendment in the sense that the government does not have a right to take your gun by force or anything else you own. But the concept of you using your Second Amendment right, which the purpose of the Second Amendment was not to protect hunters and gun collectors, it was to protect the right to overthrow a tyrannical government by force, by violence, with muskets, with guns. And that's wrong. Jesus and the New Testament says, do not kill the tax collector. Do not shoot the government. Do not assassinate Caesar. Today, people say, the slogan I've heard in various chats on Facebook and so forth is molon labe, which I'm told is a Greek phrase that means come and get it. I think it was Charlton Heston who said, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold, dead fingers. But, of course, Charlton Heston didn't expect to have cold, dead fingers. He expected to give the gun collector from the government the cold, dead fingers.
look at our economy today and how the government, through mercantilism and other unchristian forms of economic intervention, is destroying jobs. Suppose your next-door neighbor decides to get a job working for the government, and the job he's given by the government is to come knocking on your door and request that you give him your gun. You are making the choice. You're saying, nope, I'm not going to give you my gun, and I would rather that the kid next door be deprived of a father than to me be deprived of my gun. It's better for me to have a gun than it is for the kid next door to have a father. And if the kid's father next door gets a job with the government to take my gun, I will kill the kid next door's father so I can keep my gun. That's insane, and it's not Christian. And a Christian, let him be called a pacifist. Jesus was the Prince of Peace. Jesus was a pacifist.
Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to show us the ways of peace. That's the message of peace on earth that we've been seeing in the 12 days of Christmas so far.
The final word, the most hated word, number three, anarchism. Jesus prohibited his followers from being archists. Jesus said, do not impose your will on other people by force. Do not attempt to be charitable by taking money from other people and setting up a welfare system. The archist is a person who believes he has the right to impose his will on other people by force, and that is unchristian. It is proper and Christian to work for peace over the entire world, to advocate and work for the abolition, the eradication of empires and Führers and Caesars and Pharaohs, that this planet and peace on earth is a biblical ideal.
And that's the message of the 12 days of Christmas, at least so far. We're finishing up the 11th day of Christmas here, one more to go, and we'll see what happens. I'll see you tomorrow as we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas together.